Well, welcome to The Conversation. This is Andy Mason, and you're listening to Authentic Conversations around the messy intersection of faith, family, and business. And this week, I am going to give you a summary or some lessons learned from the most recent travel. I travel about once a month and just get to see things happening across the States and across the world. And I just thought, knowing what's going on, it's always so encouraging to hear a bigger picture of what's going on around the world and what I'm getting to see, what I'm getting to learn, and then the things that we're doing as a result. So last week I was in Florida. We were in three different locations. I had a team with me. I'm going to start with what I've learned from that, and then I'll go into some of what we did and what the results were. So just big picture, I was in St. Petersburg, Florida, and then in Tallahassee in the Capitol building for a day, and then in Destin, Florida. I had with me my daughter, who's 17. She had a week off school, as in it was a break from school, so the timing was perfect. So that was wonderful having her with me. And then we had three students from Bethel School of Ministry. I had Amos, who works with me, and I had a couple of other business people that joined us for the trip, which was just fantastic. So what's the learning for a start off? Well, we did a series of Heaven and Business workshops. They're kind of a day and a half into those locations, and one we prayed. I'll come back to that. And what I'm learning is that, number one, that it doesn't take many people to make a difference in a city. A handful of people is all it takes to really engage and shift the dial on expectation, on belief, on what is possible, and just engaging in activity that would be positive towards seeking the well-being of a city. So literally, we in both of those places, we only had about 50 to 60 people turn up at the workshop. We had certainly had a capacity for about 100. And in both cases, we anticipated more people. So initially, it's like, I'm disappointed there were not as many people. But in hindsight and reflecting on it, we didn't need that many. I'm reminded of, in the book of Acts, it talks about when the disciples, 12, it talks about the people that turned the world upside down are coming here also. It only took 12, and one of those was a dud. So really, is don't be concerned about numbers or lack of numbers. It really doesn't take a lot of people to make a big, big difference. It just takes you sticking your hand up, stepping up, and doing what you need to do. Don't wait for somebody else to do it. You do it. The things that you're passionate about, the things that you find yourself complaining about, you are probably the very solution to doing something about that. I'm thinking here locally in our city, I know somebody that ran for the city council and surprise, they got in and they're doing a fantastic job. But it really took is don't wait for somebody else. It's probably you. Get up there, get involved, and don't be worried about the numbers. Great things start with small beginnings. There's that faithfulness in the little, and so go ahead and just get going. So that was number one. Number two is, this is now the third month. So we did started doing workshops in a similar band across America, north to south band, from Chicago in a line down to Destin. So we've been in Indianapolis, we've been Cincinnati, we've been in Lexington, Kentucky, we've been Destin, Florida, and in St. Petersburg, Florida. And what the experiment or thought or question was is, I'm sensing that there's a band that goes north to south that I'm seeing business people light up. I'm seeing them want to get engaged in partnering with God, and not just partnering God for themselves, but partnering with God and engage in their city well-being. And that could look like blessing businesses. It could look like engaging in government. It could look like supporting local officials. There's so many different aspects of what that could look like. The point is, they're doing something, not just talking about it. And so this is now the third month of that, and it's just confirming it's game on. That area, going back to Birmingham, which is another one in that same band, I'm just starting to notice something's going on. I don't know all of what or why, but I just am sensing God's on that. So I'm going to lean into that and make myself available to do more. So what's the learning for you? Is just keep your eye out for any patterns or any... So for you, it may be customers in a particular location or a certain kind of customer. It could be that you're hearing God speak continually about a particular subject or topic. If it gets repeated, lean into it. Make yourself available. Clear your calendar from other things because something's going on there. And then let's see what happens. So this is now, it's crazy fun. We got to see and meet with some leading prosecutors, both state and federal. We got to meet with senators. We got to meet with many state representatives. We got to meet with some significant city and family influences across these three different locations. And firstly, greatly encouraged them, which was really, really cool. So those are some of the two lessons. One, don't be focused on numbers. Be faithful with whatever's in your hand. At number two, don't look for someone else to do it. You do it. You are the solution. You have got more in you than you realize. Just step up, have a go, and see what's going to happen. And number three, where you see God moving, repeated things, if there's something going on, lean into it. Make yourself available. Test it out. If it's a type of customer, if it's a location, if it's a product, if it's a prophetic word, lean into it. Make yourself available and see what God will do. Because when one person steps up, moves forward, we see that it's like it literally moves the momentum like creating a whirlpool in a swimming pool. Once you get one person that just says, follow me, let's do this, you'll see other things start to move. So that's some of the learning that I'm taking from this. What did we do and what were the outcomes? That's the next thing. So, well, the workshops that we do, it's a format that we've learned from doing what we're doing here in Reading for the last 10, 11 years. And that's literally some training, some foundations to what it means to partner with God in the workplace. And I tell stories of a pizza company that just experiments with praying over their pizza, and they get medically proven results from people eating the pizza and getting healed of food allergies. We see those things happen again and again and again. So I tell the stories and the principles that are behind that. Then we teach people the number one thing in terms of growing in your work with God, in engaging spirituality with business success, is hearing the voice of God. And we have a range of people, from people that, yeah, that's me, and others that I have no idea and I'm not even sure if I believe God speaks. And in all of them, we move the dial on their ability to realize, firstly, that you hear more of God than you realize. Once we train you, that's his voice, and you understand that, and then we heighten and increase that, it is really, really fun what happens. We had one person in that one of those workshops just burst into tears in the middle of the time because he heard God speak to him something just in a moment of quiet that just blew his brain, in the most positive way, of course. So we train the foundations, and then practical keys to hear God, and then we activate everybody of what it's like to go and pray for someone else, pray for another business. Now, the reason we do this is because we believe that Jesus didn't just die for you to have some eternal significance. It's significance now, and it's about cities. All creation fully alive means cities fully alive, which means the economic engine of the city has to thrive. So what are we doing to serve and seek the well-being of a city? Well, one is obviously in your work. So validating your business as a vehicle that God can use to actually add to the well-being of the city. Every job you create, every tax dollar you pay, every service that you provide, you are adding value to a city. So that's number one. Number two is, what are we doing to encourage other people that are serving and seeking and developing the well-being or the economic well-being of cities? So that's why we train business people to go into businesses pre-arranged, and we'll pray, and you can call it a spiritual blessing if you want. It's drawing the attention of God in that place. It's impossible to pray and nothing happen, is what Amos teaches us when he teaches and sets up these activations. So we literally train people how to go into a business, it's pre-arranged, how to hear from God and to give insights, thoughts, suggestions, and ideas and wisdom with what God would say. And then we just expect the miraculous. So the kinds of things that happen as a result is we've seen cash flows turn around, we've seen relationships get restored, we've seen people get physically healed, all of those things. It's endless. And it's story after story after story. We've been doing this for 10 years now. So if you don't believe me, we've just got the stories that show this just happens. There is something about God could do this on his own, but he chooses to involve us in that process. And the Bible, he talks about the story of sending. Jesus tells, we read the story of Jesus sending the disciples out two by two. And they go into a city. He says, when you go into a city, find a person of peace, someone that would welcome you, and then release your peace to them. And then he goes out, sends them out, and they go and do it. And they come back amazed. It's like, oh my gosh, this works, this works. That's what we see happen again and again and again. So we teach them to do that, and then we just give some foundational keys of how to win with story. That's the power of a story. What the story that is going through your head determines whether you are positioned to succeed or you're predisposed to actually undermine success because of the story that you're telling yourself. So we actually give some keys and foundations to that. That's the first day. The second day, we take everybody into local businesses and we do what we're talking about so that everybody leaves not with just more information, great stories, and some practical application, but with an experience. So in both places we did this. In the first place, what were some of the results? Well, we got to go into a business. The atmosphere was just all chaotic. We got to bring focus and clarity to that. We got to confirm some of the things that were already in their heart that we didn't know around expansion. We got to pray for some of the employees who kind of pushed their way into the meeting, which was really cool. One of those ladies had something wrong with her thumb, like carpal tunnel or tendonitis. And we didn't see a complete healing in that case, but we saw the pain significantly reduce, which is always fun. During the meeting the previous day, we saw someone, Amos came in, and he had this thought, which he's learning is, this is words of knowledge. This is how God will give you clues to what's going on. And his was, he had sharp pain in the back of his head. And the phrase, like an ice pick in the back of your head. So he told that as a story, but didn't actually do anything else with it. Afterwards, he said, so is there anyone here that's got a headache or you feel like there's an ice pick in the back of your head? And this lady said, well, yeah, that was me. And he said, what do you mean it was you? And she said, well, the last time you talked about that, all the pain went away as you were saying that story about the ice pick. So just this, how does that happen? I don't know. But it's really fun when it does. Here's probably the highlight for me is there are a couple of guys in business people used to be in business together and had a really, really bad falling out in relationship to the point that for the last 2 years they have not spoken at all. They're no longer in business and they could have pursued legal action, or one of them with the other could have easily pursued legal action, which is very common in the business realm in America. But he chose not to. So on the first day of the workshop, one of those guys is actually helping us set up the event, and in walks the other guy who he hadn't spoken to in 2 years, who was toxic the last time they talked. This guy just walks straight up to him, hugs him, and says, man, you're looking so good. They go into the meeting. 2 hours later, the estranged guy walks back out, finds person A. They hug, they reconcile, and at lunchtime they're sitting down together strategizing business ideas as if there was nothing wrong in the first place. Now, if you're in business and you understand how much conflict can go on, you'll know that's a big, big deal. That just happened in the atmosphere, in the environment, which is just something we so delight in and we see again and again and again. So much cheaper than involving lawyers. So that was the first day. They got lit up, they're so excited. And then we went from there to Tallahassee, so Capitol Building. We got to take teams, we split into two, and we went office to office to office, meeting with state representatives that wanted a team to come and pray for them. And it was amazing. Time and time again, we would have words from God that would be encouraging, edifying, exhorting them. And next thing, we'd see them in tears, or we'd see them so encouraged. What's the learning out of that is everybody's hungry. They weren't all of the same faith or flavor of faith, but they're all hungry to hear from God. It's amazing when we're not just pushing our own agenda, but bringing in encouragement, thanking them for their service, and literally relationships open up, people get encouraged and keep going because of that. The other thing we got to do is the strategic day. It was fascinating. We just happened to be there on the day that a bill was tabled or voted on and had been in debate and ongoing debate about really around abortion law in the state of Florida. Up till now, if a minor, someone under the age of 18, wants to get abortion, they could get it by just sending a notification to the parents that it's happening. And that was fraught with crazy stuff. Well, but you didn't have to get a parental consent. So here's the common sense thing. And I know in California and in Florida, you have to get your parents' consent to get a driver's license as a minor. You have to get your parents' consent to take an ibuprofen, a headache pill. You have to get your parents' consent to go on a field trip. But if you want abortion, a significant intrusive surgery, you do not have to get your parental consent. It just, to me, just looking at that, whether you agree with abortion or not, it's unbelievable, unbelievable. So while we were there, we got to listen to some of the debate going backwards and forwards, and as you can imagine, that was fairly interesting. And then they voted very strongly in favor of establishing that bill. So now, from now on, in the state of Florida, if a minor wants to get an abortion, they have to have their parents' consent first. So I think that's a great way in terms of protecting and preserving life and establishing and supporting family. So that was interesting and significant that we were there at the same time. We then went to Tallahassee and we had a second workshop. It was really cool. We actually had it in this church that used to be a nationally renowned nightclub. They've done it so well. This venue is pretty awesome and now has this church located in there. And we had kind of 50 or 60 people at this workshop. We had some fire department people turn up, come through that, spend some time with us until they had to rush off to go to a fire. And similar format that the other one was, and the same sort of things happening. People just encouraged, lit up, come alive. The next day we went into three different businesses, and again, the same sort of things are happening everywhere we go. When people hear one word from God, changes everything. And we see that happen again and again and again, not just receiving that word, but actually learning how to hear yourself. When you become a part of hearing God and encouraging somebody else, it is truly an amazing, remarkable thing to be a part of what God is doing in the life of someone else's business. So that was super, super fun. So we're going to keep leaning into that. The learning, as I said before, was number one. God's up to something in that band. I am sure that actually it's everywhere. But certainly from that Chicago straight down to Destin and St. Petersburg, that band, for me personally, that's just lit up for me to lean into. So I'm doing that this year. We're going back to some places. Secondly, small beginnings. Don't be afraid of that. Just go after it. Be faithful with what you've got. And numbers do not matter. Thirdly, don't wait for somebody else. You do it. You lead it. Step up. Everybody's waiting for someone to step up. Just look anywhere. Look at who is in government. It's like, don't complain about who's in government. They're people that's put their hand up and are doing something. So if you don't like it, then you put your hand up. So it's been a great time, great trip, a great learning. And I continue to grow and step out and stretch and expand. Next month, I'm going to another country, and I'll give you a summary for that afterwards. And that'll be interesting in itself. And I'll give you these updates once a month from where I'm going, what I'm seeing, and then how you can be a part of it. If you want to find out more of where we are traveling and what we're doing, and even if you're excited about joining us on a trip, jump on to heaveninbusiness.com/events, and you'll see where we are going. So thanks for joining us. Post your comments and questions. If there's topics that you'd love us to talk about around the messy intersection of faith, family, and business, please don't hesitate to contact us, andyandjanine.com, and you have a wonderful week.